I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The answer to today's GeoQuiz is the walled Italian city of Urbino. It's misidentified in a Renaissance painting at Britain's National Gallery in London. The museum created its scientific department in 1934 to ferret out these kind of gaffes. A new National Gallery exhibition titled Close Examination, Fakes, Mistakes, and Discoveries looks at the relationship between science and art. Here's The World's Alex Collins.
A man and his children in all their finery gaze out onto an unnamed Italian townscape. A stamp on the upper right corner of the painting suggests the members of the Montefeltro family of Urbino, but the view out of the window is the city of Ancona. And that's not the only inconsistency.
The first room of the exhibition is called Deceptions and Discoveries, and that's where we have the fakes.
Betsy Wiesman is the curator of the National Gallery's Close Examination, Fakes, Mistakes and Discoveries.
On first glance, it looks like a very old picture. You know, it has that brownish glow that we're used to seeing in old paintings that haven't been cleaned. It has a crack.
Wiesman says that's despite the attempt to create a sophisticated forgery. But the forgery did fool many, including the National Gallery itself. When the gallery acquired the painting in the 1920s, restorer A.H. Buttrey used heat and solvent to authenticate it. He declared it conclusively a work from the 15th century, but state-of-the-art technology in the 1920s couldn't tell the whole story. David Peggy surveys a sample from the same Renaissance painting.
There were some pigments that were modern. There were certain colours were painted in pigments not invented until the 19th century, such as cobalt blue and some of the yellows. So the problems for this painting just kept mounting up.
Peggy uses a gas chromatography mass spectrometer. It ingests and isolates tiny scrapings from paintings, no bigger than a speck of dust, and then isolates the pigments contained in the work. The science has provided a huge boost for curators in helping them to date almost to a specific year when a work was created. Alterations in art are not wholly restricted to forgery, as Wiesman explains as we move to another section of the gallery.
We're in the second room of the exhibition, which is entitled Transformations and Modifications. This brings together paintings that have been changed or modified at some point in their history by the artist himself for a variety of reasons.
In the corner of this room, a demure blonde woman casts a sideways glance at her viewers. As Betsy Wiesman explains, the subject of the painting used to be a bit more seductive.
At some point, probably in the 19th century, the painting had been overpainted to present a woman with dark hair that's rather more matronly in style. And instead of those kind of slitty eyes looking off to the side, she has these wide brown eyes that look straight at you. She looks rather like a Hallmark greeting card.
The provocative Renaissance painting, Woman at a Window, was probably created in the early 15th century, but the alteration was only recently discovered thanks to the work of the National Gallery's scientific lab.
It was probably done in the mid to late 19th century to present a more Victorian sort of beauty, much more modest and innocently appealing.
As Wiesman walks away from the painting, she emphasizes that this exhibition is in part about bringing the discoveries of the lab to public consciousness.
The exhibition was conceived to really highlight the work of the scientific department because a lot of people don't know what happens here and how it contributes to the study of old master paintings.
Contributes, maybe putting it mildly. Wiesman admits that scientists have at times clarified what the art masters could not. For The World, I'm Alex Collins in London.